Let's get this started. I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Zadak.
Eric Siska.
And we hate witches. Hello, everyone. Welcome to We Hate Movies on the Sideshow Network. Thank you for tuning in. As always, this is the final week of the worst of 2015. We are closing things out with our friend Vin Diesel and another movie about witches. Witches are kind of in vogue these days. It's The Last Witch Hunter, directed by Breck Eisner.
Which is the son of Michael Eisner.
Correct. So,
oh, is it really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
This movie was brought to you
by a young, scrappy newcomer,
Directed by the oligarchy, everyone.
Yeah, he really worked his way up through the trenches, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
really earned his place at directing The Last Witch Hunter.
You know, there must have been some times when he was waiting tables and, like, struggling to make rent. Like, is this director thing ever going to work for me?
Did I make the right decisions? Should I have gone into computers like my mother wanted me to?
You know, honestly, you guys are being a bunch of libtards right now. And this guy was suffering from affluenza.
Oh.
You know? Like, yeah. That's a real thing, guys.
Real wild stuff.
That's a real thing, guys.
You know who is originally supposed to direct it? And I think better movie? Timur...
Bekmenyakov. Yeah, the dude who did Day Watch and Night Watch.
He did that movie Nine, which some people like, other people don't.
Nine?
That's that little... Little Dolls Made of Sand, the CGI movie that nobody saw.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, right. Not to be confused with the other Nine, which is the musical version of 8 1/2 with Daniel Day-Lewis. That movie's a pile of trash.
Ooh.
It's a pile of burning garbage.
He also directed some movie called The Arena back in the day. I think it's super low budget gladiator stuff.
Oh, would you call it a sword and sandal picture?
From the cover, which is all I know about it. Yes.
I do want to say we don't hate witches. because the funny thing is, and this movie dances around it as much as anything else, because you can't really, you know, Wiccan people will get pissed off and write you nasty emails. Every 5 minutes, Vin Diesel's like, yeah, but the Salem witch trials was a real problem in America.
Oh, that's actually true. Vin Diesel he's on the side of good witches.
Yes.
I mean, that's the thing that The Last Witch Hunter really, you know, is clear to, define here, is that there are good witches, like our friend Ygritte from Game of Thrones.
Right.
And there are bad witches, like the witch queen.
It's like the good German, the myth of the good German.
He's more the last witch cop, actually. You know what I mean? Like,
it's like witch social worker, man.
Can I just back up for a second? Steve, did you say that there are real witches?
Yeah, there's Wiccans, right?
Wait, are they casting spells?
They might be casting spells on you.
Well, there's like Wiccans that are like, we're in tune with the earth and it's a religion. But then these are like... kind of witches is what we're dealing with in the world of The Last Witch Hunter.
These are dime store Halloween witches.
At no point in this movie is the word Wicca uttered.
They're well aware not to do that.
Because that's not what this movie's about.
Guys, I think we should close the borders to them for now. I watched this movie and I kind of don't want them coming in here anymore.
I tried my best to do a Vin Diesel voice, but I don't have 8 testicles, which I think you need in order to get your voice that low.
Dude, this guy's got big brass balls, guaranteed.
I think he's got more than 2. I would put a lot of money on him having at least 4 or 5 testicles.
I bet.
Wow,
I bet.
Like cow hearts?
Yeah.
Or is it cow stomachs?
He can probably lift 4 and like let go and they'd hit each other and it goes back and forth like one of those. What were those? What are those things?
I know it's like relaxation things. Yeah, like Magneto's got some.
Every businessman in the 1980s had a couple of Vin Diesel balls on his desk.
I'm serious though, man. This guy's voice. I mean, like you could go this low, and then you could go this, and then you could stop hearing yourself.
Right, and that's all. That's all his range is.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, his voice like goes so low, it just sounds like, eventually it gets to the point where it sounds like a tuba falling down the stairs. It's amazing. I kind of like, somewhere in my heart, I love Vin Diesel. He makes nothing but mostly bad movies, although as we've talked about off the air, I do appreciate these later Fast and Furious movies.
Sure.
Just as being like crazy high-octane action movies and nothing more. But he's making bad movies too, like this.
Has he ever tried, like, the closest he's ever done to, like, quote-unquote, like a real movie, like really trying to act, I guess is that Found Me Guilty movie that I don't remember.
That's like
seen.
A silly courtroom movie, though.
But it's Sidney Lumet.
It's Sidney Lumet, yeah, but it's supposed to be terrible.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is.
Well, he's in, like, Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He's doing real acting in that movie.
Boiler Room.
Oh, man. Dude.
Is that a movie that holds up, or is that just a
yeah,
movie that's
bro.
Cool when you're in high
yeah,
school?
Yeah, bro. No, I have no idea.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in 20 years. I had it on DVD for $9, but I haven't seen it in, like, 20 years.
So The Last Witch Hunter is a movie, like Steve said, where Vin Diesel is a witch cop. But we start, our little prologue is in like the Middle Ages, and a band of witch hunters have gathered together to dig a hole in the ground to find the witch queen because she has single-handedly started the Black Death.
Oh,
man. What?
Yep. See, that's what I'm saying. Do you want that to happen in America? I don't know.
Spoiler alert, she tries it again and it almost happens in America.
God, all these religious, they try things. Just saying, they try things.
And Vin Diesel's got this. He's been bald forever.
Oh, like, yeah. When
famously bald.
He was born bald and stayed bald.
He was like a bullet coming out of a gun. Right when he was born.
He looks like this, like a dude you'd find at the coolest party in Brooklyn's haircut. You know what I mean? Because it's got like this
thing that
like,
he's got in the prologue.
Now, this is a Middle Ages Vin Diesel, right?
Yeah.
This is, yeah, Turn of the Black Death. He's got that big beard.
Yeah, he does. But it is a well-coiffed beard, though. This
it's
thing
luscious.
Looks like he was at like Barber Works and got like... quite literally the works. This beard is beautiful.
That is conditioned. I didn't know they did that back then.
Oh, yeah. He's like the kind of guy that shows up to your friend's wedding like that, and you're like, what the fuck's that guy's problem? Where does he get that time to have a beard like that? But that dude is also way better dressed than you are.
Oh, yeah, for
has
sure.
Has tons of cool tattoos, smells excellent, and knows the recipes to all sorts of cocktails that you'll never even drink in your life. And that's what this dude looks like. And he rides a motorcycle.
Also kind of like a Viking, which I guess is what they're really going for. But he looks like the coolest guy in Williamsburg, Brooklyn right now.
Yeah. And so he takes this like amazing looking haircut that he's got and this amazing beard. And they're fighting these witches. And he goes after the queen witch. And long story short, because who could care? She puts a spell on him where he lives forever and will never know death.
Oh, boy. What a shame.
Yeah.
What a curse.
I agree with you here, Eric. I'm not a big fan of the curse of immortality. It's like,
you guys
are nuts, man. Just kicking back, watching everyone you loved die one by one.
I've been doing it for 32 years. I'm sure I could keep it rolling.
Point to Eric, but also that only lasts for, what, 80 years? And then, like, what, I got 1,000 years to chill out? But that's the problem, though, is, like, we talk all the time about how we have enough friends and you hate making new friends.
Oh, sure.
Once everybody you know is dead, you just got to start making new friends, unless you want to live alone forever.
What if you got Michael Caine periodically coming to your house?
That's a different story. A different story. So we cut to 2015, and here's Vin Diesel. He's now bald, which I want the timeline of that haircut. When did he go cue bald?
Or was it like, oh, you'll be cursed with immortality, but all your hair will be falling out of your head.
He is completely hairless and does get set on fire in that prologue, so maybe everything grew back but the hair.
Really? Like even his pubes?
Yeah, dude, shaved clean. Looks like a seal.
Seal with 8 testicles.
So in case you're, yeah, exactly, in case you're keeping score, he's completely hairless head to toe, except for the eyebrows, and has at least 6 to 8 testicles. We're not sure yet. And it's definitely never an odd number of testicles.
Yeah, you don't want to be walking with a limp. And I'm not even certain that they're where they're supposed to be. They could be anywhere, man. Like, under your knees,
behind your ear?
Oh, what? Lord. Well, no, he's got to act, Eric. We would have seen them by now.
Well, maybe it's a little weird one.
He's got five masculine ones and one little weird one.
Sure.
So he's been saving his pennies, slaying witches for 800 years. He lives in this amazing Manhattan penthouse.
Yeah, what? Cry me a fucking river with this curse of immortality, in case you're wondering.
Well, that's the thing, is like, if you have 800 years worth of savings, like, this happens in all these movies. Wasn't stupid Colin Farrell rich in that Winner's Tale movie or whatever?
Still happy there.
Yeah,
it was you, me, and Chris, and I can't remember anything.
Who cares? The point is, this character's loaded. And he basically just goes on missions policing the witch world. There's a truce of some kind. Michael Caine's like his manager.
Michael Caine gives us some weird prologue-y stuff at the beginning. He's like, from the time immemorial, there was this guy, and there are good witches and bad witches, and he goes after the bad ones, and there's a truce. And what happens in the truce? Can I leave yet? Is this enough?
Did someone actually write this filth?
it's like, and from time immemorial, Toby, drop it. Drop it. I'm sorry. I'm Skyping in from home. It's my grandson, Toby. Toby Caine.
Keeps picking up all my bananas.
Toby, Grandpa, your mother said no more bananas.
So this was Vin Diesel playing Dungeons & Dragons, and this was based on one of his characters in Dungeons & Dragons. Do I have that correct?
You know, close enough.
Yeah,
it's based on someone's dungeon master.
It is Vin Diesel. Yeah, he's a big D&D head.
I read that he taught Dame Judi Dench to play D&D on one of them Riddick movies.
Sure, he did. As in, she like put up with him for half an hour and left. Mm. Right, like there's no way she's playing Dungeons and Dragons.
I think she's a cool lady, but I don't know if she's going to be like...
You don't think she's Dungeons and Dragons cool?
That was my one. I realized I had dug a trap for myself in that sentence.
Oh, but, no, he's going to shoot me right out of the sky.
But yeah, I mean, like, I just feel, to Eric's point, I think it was like an evening. There's probably a lot of people there, and she's checking her phone a lot.
He's embarrassingly... like drunk, right?
Yeah.
And he's just expounding upon his D&D lust.
And she's like texting Daniel Craig the whole time, like, man, you are such a better action star to work with.
Anyone seen those Riddick movies?
I've never seen a single one of them.
Really?
No, I never did either.
You never saw Pitch Black?
I never saw Pitch Black.
I thought it was kind of decent sci-fi.
Well, it's like Pitch Black, Chronicles of Riddick.
I saw those two. Chronicles of Riddick is fucking dog shit. Although you got Carl Urban in there.
Is that a stay tuned? Boy.
It might be, but Pitch Black I thought was pretty
enjoyable.
And
then there was just Riddick,
which I haven't seen yet, but I do want to see because. As I hit Steve Sadak, Starbucks in it.
Yeah, Kara Thrace, she shows up.
Oh, Battlestar.
What's her real name? Katie Sackhoff.
Sackhoff. Shit. Yes. And it's kind of nice. It's like having restricted custody of your child, because the only time you can see Katie Sackhoff now is on that Longmire, and no one wants to do that, right? that's like you know, the state takes your kid away and you have to see, like, there's like limited visitation.
Yeah, like every other week with Longmire.
you can go see her, but Longmire's going to be in the room.
Call me when you're 18.
So anyway,
Michael Caine,
he's a priest.
There's an order called the Axe and Cross.
Yes. Which sounds like something straight out of some dungeon master spinning a yarn.
But it's also Catholic, right? Because he's a Catholic priest.
Well, like, now, Steve, what is the fine line between D&D and Catholicism?
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, he's like the biggest NPC there is. Right?
Yeah, yeah. He's like a level 47 wizard or something.
Is he the dungeon master?
I think.
Or
yeah,
is that Beelzebub?
I guess it depends on who you ask.
Or which level I'm on, right?
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Well, the apostles would be the dungeon masters because they're the one telling the stories. Mm,
that's a good point.
Right?
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's how that would go.
So there was 12 of them and they all did certain levels.
We're the 12 dungeon masters.
Oh, boy, we're going to have to change that name for the book.
How about apostles?
Yeah, that'll do. So he's tasked with, like, this is a really boring job because he doesn't go on adventures with Vin Diesel. He just shows up after the fact and he's like, so tell me about your day. And they just go through and he's like, well, earlier in the movie, I was on a plane and I stopped this teenage witch from casting some sort of elemental weather spell. You know, it was the troubled girl from season 3 of The Killing. Well, anyway. And that's it. Like, he dictates shit, and Michael Caine writes it down in a book.
And in that scene, though, you do realize, like, she's like, oh, what, are you going to kill me? He's like, I don't kill everybody. And she's like, well, what, are you going to arrest me? He's like, nah, you're cool. Enjoy New York City. Go buy yourself a large pizza slice.
What? They do mention.
He does say that, though.
Go buy yourself a large pizza slice?
No, he just says, enjoy New York City.
Oh.
So, but they do mention that there is a witch jail and there's witch incarceration.
Yes. Oh, yeah, dude. Do you think, there's like the witch death penalty, witch solitary confinement,
right?
Witch mess hall.
This movie,
there's got to be corrections officers too, right?
Witch corrections officers, sure.
There is also, this movie does lobby high for the witch death penalty. Towards the end, you're like, this is all an allegory how we should be doing witch death penalty all the time.
And, you know, I'm just saying maybe we don't let him in for a little while. Yeah. I'm not saying we do that just yet.
So Michael Caine's like, yeah, tell me what's going on. And they have this scene because it's my last. I'm the 36th Dolan, right? That's my job. I'm a Dolan.
Dolans, by the way. It's like, what do you own, the Knicks? This line of the Dolans?
Yeah, he's
it's the the Archbishop of New York.
Yes, is Dolan. His right. name is Dolan.
I wish we were on the next one already.
But yeah, so he comes from a long line of Dolans. He's retiring from being a Dolan.
You know why? Because Michael Caine stars in Sitting Down, the motion picture.
Oh, he
barely stands this entire
movie.
That
motherfucker can sit.
Well, and you know right away, too, what kind of Michael Caine performance you're getting. Because the first appearance of him is through a voiceover. Then when you see him, he walks into a lobby and he's like, I'm here to see Vin Diesel. And the guy at the desk is like, he's upstairs fucking. And he's like, all right, I'll wait. And it immediately cuts to him sitting in a chair waiting for something to happen. And you're just like, this is your responsibility in this movie. Sitting back and taking it easy.
Because Michael Caine's got that, it's the poster role, right? I mean, I don't think he made the poster, but it's like that thing where, like, you just put him on there and it's like, Michael Caine says, no, seriously, there's a movie back there. Go, no.
it's in the back.
I swear, there's really a movie. It's Michael Caine, would I steer you wrong?
Well, that's honestly, when we were, you know, going through movies to pick for Worst of 2015 month, we had something else lined up and it was like, oh, fuck, Michael Caine's in Last Witch Hunter?
Yep.
Swapping out. And here we are in a movie that Michael Caine is barely in. We got duped, fellas.
So Michael Caine goes from sitting down in his apartment, in Vin Diesel's apartment, to sitting down in his own apartment. And Elijah Wood is there, and he's like, you know, he's got his Elijah Wood nervous energy. And he's like, oh, I take over as Dolan tomorrow. You know, I can't wait to be Dolan or something. And he's like, all right. You know what they called him, right? They don't call him Last Witch Hunter. They called him the Weapon, which is like supposed to be this big thing. Like, it's so sad that this guy's immortal, lives in an amazing apartment, and has casual sex his entire life.
Wait, I missed that whole line. So why do they call him the Weapon? Just because he's dangerous?
That's what they use him as. He's a weapon. Like, they don't see him as a person. They're like, oh.
He always rolls tens or whatever.
Fair enough. Michael Caine trying to, like, prep Elijah Wood for this scene and whatnot, or this, like, job. And it's just like, when you realize what's happening here and you're like, oh, man, this whole movie could have been with Michael Caine. But now he's tagging out. He got to the turnbuckle. Mm-hmm. He's tagging in Elijah Wood. Oh, man, a downgrade if there ever was one.
Yeah.
And I like Elijah Wood, too. But he's not holding the candle to Michael Caine, even if Michael Caine's just sitting in a chair the whole movie.
Well, he gets to lay down pretty soon, which is nice.
Just laying on his back. So it's the next day. Elijah Wood's getting sworn in. But Vin Diesel gets a call earlier that morning or, you know, that night or whatever. And Michael Caine has died.
Mm, oh, that's a shame.
And you're just like, what? That's McCain? That's all I get?
He's that's just the dude I came to this party with. Now he's gone and I don't know anybody. It's like, oh, now I'm watching. Now I'm just watching a fucking Vin Diesel movie? All right.
That when you realize your anchor is you are tied to nothing but Vin Diesel in this movie.
Yeah, it's like you're going out with drinks with some buddies. You're like, oh, cool. And then your best friend leaves. And then, like, it's his two friends from work, which are Vin Diesel and Elijah Wood. And you're like, oh, man.
The next morning, whatever, we're at Michael Caine's funeral / Elijah Wood's swearing-in ceremony. Like, yeah. Talk about just saving time, Catholic priests.
The weird thing is they don't tell you what any of these guys' names are. Like, Dolan is just a title, really. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, right, yeah. It's like the 36th, and now Elijah Wood's going to be the 37th.
Yeah, and but it's not like, my name's Terry. Oh, that guy who died, his name was Paul or
but
whatever.
It's like Bond, right? Like, yeah. until these later Bonds, yes. Right, where he's clearly just this person. Like, it's a designation, right? Because yeah. They're not all related.
No. They're
just, not, I come from a long line of Dolans. We all take notes for a living.
It's a sweet gig, man.
Until, like, the 30th movie where they go to Chateau du Dolan, and it gets a little weird, and you're like, wait, was it all the same guy?
Is this dude immortal? Is this British super spy immortal and a shapeshifter?
Possibly.
Wait, is Judi Dench playing D&D in the back there? What's that about?
Oh, yeah, dude. Vin Diesel made her a huge fan. Whatever, IMDb trivia.
So, he's like, Vin Diesel's like, I've seen a lot of people die, a lot of people retire, and a lot of people get really sad, but not in the same day. I think that there's a mystery afoot. Yo, you want to come solve this mystery with me, Elijah Wood?
And he's like, yeah, I guess so. You gonna let me do anything?
No.
All right, then. Here we go. And they go and investigate Michael Caine's apartment. Shock of all shocks, there's been some magic afoot. Vin Diesel's got some great lines in this movie, such as, do you know how to detect if magic's recently been used? And other assorted ridiculous lines like that.
Well, it turns out this was done by dark magic, which is the worst kind of magic. Oh, man. There are bad magic, and then there is dark magic.
They have, someone has put a spell over Michael Caine's apartment to cover up the fact that the place has been ransacked.
Doing spells on everything. This is a spell that makes it seem like your apartment's clean. I could use one of those.
Yeah, dude. They got spells for everything.
They're using too many spells, man.
But that's, I see spells like that and I'm like, dark magic. Not too shabby.
You're covering up a murder, but like, I could just cover up not having done the dishes yesterday.
Exactly.
Also, it's very important to note in this scene that Elijah Wood, he had earlier said, like, oh, we met before Vin Diesel a long time ago. In this scene, he reveals that witches came into his house and murdered his parents and burned their house down, and Vin Diesel saved Elijah Wood, like, as a baby or whatever.
I don't know. What is Elijah Wood doing in this movie? He's in like four scenes.
He's wearing a tiny blazer.
He is wearing a very tiny blazer. And tiny pants.
Nice, but yeah, it's tiny.
His like Catholic priest white collar, if you put it on anyone else, it's like a wristband. Yeah, it goes all the way around his neck.
One of those snap bands.
In the middle of this movie, he stops dressing like a priest and starts dressing like the prisoner. Did anyone else notice
this? Yeah, he's like wearing turtlenecks and shit.
It's like, when did this happen? I thought you were a priest, man.
He's one of them hip priests, man.
Oh, I see you what know, you're
like
on.
He drives. Oh, yeah. He also drives a motorcycle.
Sure. I had a couple of those.
He plays acoustic guitar. He's, he knows a lot of baseball statistics.
Yeah, that's
he's
just that to kind get of a guy. Closer with the kids, yeah.
For some of the time, yeah, that was totally true.
Of course, yeah, why not?
So he goes to see some other witch who sends him to some other witch, and
it's like, a wild goose chase.
But this witch is weird. It's this Irish guy, right? And he's got a crab apple tree outside of his house,
yep.
Which he lures children to his house by making it a gummy bear tree.
Oh, sure. You know what, Vin Diesel? You showed up. Right in time.
Because he stops this kid who's just grabbing gummy bears off the floor. And a classic Vin Diesel line. He goes, hey, kid, didn't your mother ever tell you not to eat candy from trees?
As a matter of fact, no, because what the fuck are you talking about?
So, wait, that's what the Bible was actually about? Was it an apple?
It was sour apple gummy bears.
It was nature's candy.
I'll tell you this much, though. It. That gummy bear tree looked mighty delicious. The glistening gummy bears on it.
My question is this, we find out it's an Irish guy, blah, 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 who's an evil witch that did kill Michael Caine.
And possibly a shapeshifter.
Do we know, is he trying to fuck these kids? He's trying to eat these kids? Mm-hmm. Like, a classic witch, you know, you're eating kids.
Yes.
But when you put a dude in the mix, it makes me a little queasy.
Like, warlocks can't be eating kids?
I think that's
a little sexist.
Well, they're definitely eating kids. Who knows how they're tenderizing them?
That's my point.
Yeah, it could be happening.
Look, like I said, Vin Diesel gets there just in the nick of time.
He's like, get out of here, kid.
And so, like, Vin Diesel goes, like, he washes this spell away and, like, this beautiful house in this picturesque backyard, like, wash away. And it's, like, a rundown nothing house. The tree's dead and everything. And he goes into the basement and there's this little girl, like, crying. And it's some, like, fucking Silent Hill cutscene or something.
Yes.
And he's like, it's all right. I'm not going to hurt you. It's okay. Come on. It's okay. Hey, it's okay.
What are you blubbering about?
Hey, stop crying. Vin Diesel's here. The weapon's here. And then, like, she, like, produces a dagger and is like, and, like, a cloud of black smoke whips around and it's this dude.
It's Doyle from Angel times three.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Speaking of RIPD.
Oh, totally. RIPD didn't get out of that first season.
Wait, are you saying the show is dead or this?
The show's been off the air for years, but this dude who was a character in the first season of Angel died of a drug overdose. Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess. All right.
He was a cool character.
He was a good actor. But he's Irish, the whole thing.
So they take this dude into, like, witch people's court.
Which is, there's a council of witches that, like, you know, sit down and blah, blah, blah. This is when you gotta, and this is a problem with this movie, throw some money at other people other than Michael Caine.
Yep.
I need this witch council to have, like, get LeVar Burton in there, get, like...
LeVar Burton?
Yeah, like, somebody.
Listen, what, I got two...
The spell of literacy?
I got two words for you. Bill Nighy.
Yes, there we go.
He's gotta be, like, the high judge of this witch court something.
I think because of, what, he was I, Frankenstein? He was like, nah.
And all the under... If I do another movie about being the queen witch... You know, nothing, no universal monsters whatsoever. I don't care if it's a new version of the creature from the Black Lagoon.
How did Bill Nighy become Droopy Dog?
It's kind of the same thing.
You just tell Bill Nighy, though, you're like, hey, man, we got Michael Caine. You don't want to be outdone being this witch movie.
I'm just saying you get LeVar Burton in there. Everyone's like, whoa, LeVar Burton.
And it would change things up.
It would
get people talking. Then maybe someone would have seen this in the theater.
Robert Englund in there?
Ooh.
Now you're talking.
That's Duke City.
And I'm keeping you under the salary cap here, by the way, with LeVar Burton and Robert Englund.
You could get five Robert Englunds with this movie.
But it's nobody.
You're right. I mean, that's... Not only is it nobody, though, it's nobody covered up with layers of makeup for no reason.
It's nobody, and they sentence him to this witch jail, which is under, is it St. Patrick's? Is that where they are? They're in some church in the city, in quotation marks.
We're filming in Pittsburgh, so it's just a church somewhere.
And it's under there, and, like, she's like, I sentence you to whatever, and Vin Diesel's like, I want to interrogate this guy. He couldn't have been acting alone.
Speaking of acting, here I am in another movie. Can you believe it? They didn't even bother to ask Bill Nighy to be in this.
You know, if you kicked me in the balls, I would sound exactly like James Earl Jones. What I'm saying is that's even higher than my actual voice.
So, they're all pissed off that there's no interrogation. They want to know, like, who this dude's working for. This, that, and the other thing, because Vin Diesel says, again, it's something about the kind of magic that he found here hasn't been used in centuries, and the last time he saw it was when he was battling the Queen Witch. And this woman, who's like the head witch of this council or whatever, is like, the Queen Witch has been dead for years. You're sentenced to jail. And this big, like, It's a monster made out of skeletons. Not a skeleton monster.
No.
It's a monster made out of skeletons drags this dude to jail.
It's like something they found in, like, Guillermo del Toro's wastebasket. Like, he drew it, and he's like, oh, no. And he just threw it away, and then they're like, all right, Guillermo, no thanks.
Someone's out back, like, rooting through Guillermo del Toro's garbage. Like, this is gold. This is gold. Oh, what's that? We only have $60 million? Perfect nugget.
So this skeleton spider guy is the bailiff?
Yeah.
He's the Mac from Night Court.
It's like, hey, Bones, take him away.
He'd be Bull, yeah.
Bull. Oh, Bull from Night Court. Yeah. He is the Witch Court's Bull. That's correct. So this dude's dragged away, and they're all pissed off about it. It's like,
Oh, man, if they got Harry Anderson for this witch council.
That'd be amazing. Or John Larroquette, on the prosecution.
John Larroquette, too sarcastic for the set of The Last Witch Hunter.
Yeah, maybe.
Witch Night Court. I'm liking this already.
Let's do a whole Supernatural Night Court. You can get vampires in there, whatever.
Oh, totally. Like, a werewolf gets sentenced to 30 days in the slammer.
Right, yeah.
All that stuff could happen.
I think it would be great.
So, where are we? Michael Caine's kind of dead.
Well, after this scene, he's like, oh, I gotta go pay my respects. And he does some spell. He finds out he's still alive. He's dressed like the Pope. They, like, bury him up in this really... really expensive Catholic garb.
I guess that's what happens when you're a Dolan, man.
Yeah, that's true. Man,
you've been taking notes your whole life.
I think I just remembered 30 Rock did a werewolf.
Night Court?
Night Court, yeah.
Oh, did they really? Respects to 30. Yeah, I guess our million-dollar idea just lost some value.
I'm ripping up pages right now.
Someone's going through Tina Fey's garbage.
Actually, a great line, though, in that court that because I want to try to point out as many of these terrible Vin Diesel lines as I can remember, is where he says, like, hey, also, this is reminiscent of Queen Witch magic. And the head witch is like, the Queen Witch has been dead. That's impossible. And he just yells out, is it impossible? Just like him just tone deaf yelling at this witch. It's awesome.
That's like when you say to Vin Diesel that it would be impossible to seat you in this restaurant. That's what you get.
Oh, really? It would be impossible. It would be physically impossible to seat me and my lady friend in this restaurant.
So,
no, I'll leave. It's fine. He takes his shirt off. It's like, all right, Vin, please.
Exposes those 8 testicles.
So Vin Diesel realizes that Michael Caine left a message for him that says he needs to remember his death for some reason. So to find out what that is, he's got to go get a memory spell. So where does he go? The hippest witch bar in Brooklyn, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is Red Hook for sure, right?
Oh, definitely. Mm. It's right on the water. Mm-hmm. It's hip as fuck. Mm. No humans allowed. And here is Egret from GOT.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Just playing this witch bar proprietor.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's, I think she'll be okay career-wise. Like, this is a big-budget movie and whatever. Yeah. That movie Honeymoon, I think, is really good. Mm-hmm. So she's off to it. She's 50-50 post-Game of Thrones.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's not her best work. I mean, it's just... I don't know what her character's supposed to be, because like, she falls in love with Vin Diesel in the middle of the movie, which doesn't make any sense.
Which is also gross.
Yeah. I don't want to see that. He's like 50 and she's like 19.
But they don't kiss or anything, but there's an implied romance. Yeah.
It's implied.
Well, guys, save it for the sequel.
Oh, man, the sequel setup at the end. It's ridiculous.
And I read that they were like, this could be a franchise.
We've got Vin Diesel, Michael Caine.
No, you don't.
We got Vin Diesel. We could talk to Michael Caine. We got the lady from Game of Thrones who's just going to get huge. And we got Michael Eisner's son involved.
Dude.
All he needs to do is talk to his dad. We're golden.
Sequels. Michael Caine, Force Ghost.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Dude.
Now we're talking.
But he's alive.
Dude, yeah. We didn't get there yet. Spoiler alert.
But he'll die eventually.
I mean, yes. If January's told us anything, all great actors and musicians die.
Oh, my God. What a fucking brutal month. Fuck you, 2016.
Absolutely.
Lord almighty. Yeah. I'll be happy to get out of this month.
Gutter year.
I just feel like every couple of days, the guy who's prepping the Oscar montage is like, and it's done. And it's like, ah, fuck.
You know they're going to be like, nah, yeah, well, just leave him out.
Someone's going to get Dennis Farina'd out of it. I guarantee it. I don't know who it is yet.
Oh, man, you just reminded me that he's dead.
That he's dead and he was not in that Oscars montage.
Yeah.
So he goes to see Ygritte and she's like, oh, you're here to shut me down and murder me?
Everyone leaves like it's a speakeasy. They're like, uh-oh, it's the last witch hunter, last witch hunter, last witch hunter. Get out of here.
It's the weapon! Dude, that guy can roll like a 10. He doesn't even have to do anything.
I heard he's got 8 balls.
Some witch cursed him with immortality and 8 balls.
I heard his, dude, I heard like his testicles are like a hydra. You cut one off, 2 more grow.
I heard his scrotum looks like a stalk of broccoli. You know what I mean? I heard he drinks blood.
Vin Diesel we're talking about, right? Not the character?
So he comes in and he's like, I'm here to buy a memory spell, please. And she, you know, they kind of haggle and whatnot. And then she makes this spell out of a sexy little cherry. And never did I think I'd watch a movie where Vin Diesel sexily eats a cherry. A cursed cherry. Yet here we are with the last witch hunter and he's all tongue out slurp town.
Oh yeah, man, he's slurping that shit.
This is my favorite thing. So she's making this thing and she's like, all right, so if you eat this, and she does the old, if you die in the game, you die for real situation.
Yeah, that's
it's almost exactly that.
Dude, the stakes are high in the last witch hunter.
She's like, oh, if you when you go in your memory, you know, you're going to see stuff. If you get hurt, you're going to get hurt. If you die, you're going to die. And he's like, I don't die. I multiply. I'm one of baby's kids.
Wow. Let's just get this out of the way. Bebe's kids. I think that was a stay tuned, baby. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's a fucking. That
it
is,
might be too good.
At the very least, that's a pretty entertaining movie.
Yeah.
So he goes into his own memory. And the best part about this is he takes his coat off, right? Because he sits down in this chair and he eats his cherry.
Well, memory spells, it's a lot like going to the dentist. You got to be comfortable.
So he's in his own memory in his modern dress, which is like, you know, Vin Diesel throughout this entire movie is like, he's like going to his Gumar's kid's baptism the whole time. He's like got this, an open black shirt, black pants, and he's wearing like a peacoat. So he's got like...
He's going to pick up the tab at the dinner after the ceremony, but he doesn't want to, but he knows he probably will.
Oh, it's fine. Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus. At least we're at Roberto's.
Your mom had to get lasagna and a chicken cutlet, really? She didn't even need all of it. I'm paying for it, though. Listen, it's fine. I told you up front, Camilla. It's fine.
Yeah, I got plenty of balls, but I don't got any arms and legs to spare. This tab, sky high.
So, but he's got no jacket on, and he's walking around in medieval old whatever the fuck.
And he's got that sick beard back, doesn't he?
No.
He looks like Vin Diesel?
Because this is the most interesting continuity gap out of nowhere. So he's dressed up like his old, how he is now, and then... You cut, like, he's looking at it. Oh, by the way, he has an angelic wife and a baby daughter that perished. RIPD to them.
Oh, I think were they also killed by witches, probably?
They were killed in the Black Plague. That's, like, his tragic backstory, which we spent so many times of, like, him, like, bouncing people on his knees or whatever. And
right.
Blah, blah,
you know,
blah.
It turns out he had a pretty great life before the Black Death.
Mm-hmm. So did a lot of people. So he cuts from there. And then he cuts to the tree where the witch was, and he's wearing a coat. And I'm like, what? Did it get cold in this memory?
Well, it's getting darker in some of these flashbacks. So better get a coat for this part of the flashback.
It's so weird.
But it's a modern coat, though, is what
you're
saying?
Yeah, he puts on his peacoat.
Like, it's the peacoat he's wearing when he angrily leaves the restaurant.
Yeah, I tipped well. Let's just go.
All cash, by the way.
Oh, yep. Oh, without question, all cash. 30% tip, too.
So then he gets assaulted in the present by Iron and Wine, this guy?
Dude, this guy looks like if Ricky J had a bruiser nephew.
Tony J?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, you want to fuck with me in my card game, huh? Well, here's my nephew, Tony J, to break your fucking hands.
because he does. He looks like a Hulk Ricky Jay, kind of.
It's awesome. And again, another dude, you call him Iron and Wine, with a spectacular beard in this movie.
And he's like beating the shit out of Vin Diesel, but Vin Diesel can't get hurt because he's immortal. Like, everything, you know, he breaks his hand, it comes back to life, whatever.
Yeah, he's got like Wolverine healing ability. But this dude stabs him through the hand, which is hilarious.
He's also breathing fire hilariously, burning this girl's restaurant or bar or whatever.
Yeah, this witch bar gets lit.
I was kind of hoping like David Copper, like a great gag would be David Copperfield being like, I need a... I'll come back. just a great I'll come back gag.
Man, a cameo from disappeared magician David Copperfield? Sure.
Maybe Chris Angel, possibly. This movie skews a little more Chris Angel anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of mind freaks getting on in this movie.
Why wouldn't he be in this movie, actually?
You couldn't pry him away from Vegas.
Yeah, I guess so.
Once those people contract with Vegas, dude, you're not allowed to leave the city limits. Till your fucking gig time is up.
That's also damned to walk the earth. Right? it's a curse, but it pays well.
Remind me to thank Las Vegas for imprisoning Carrot Top.
Yeah, imprisoning him in his ranch mansion like, that he has.
Ivory Tower.
He like walks past the border and he starts turning to sand. And he's like, oh no, I can't go past the seal. If I go past the seal, I die.
Do you think when he wants to retire a prop gag, he throws it past the seal and watches it disintegrate?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm throwing out all my girlfriend's clothes. Take that, Melissa.
What are you doing? Carrot Top told us not to take the prop Holy Grail past the seal. And that's how Vegas was destroyed.
It's important to know that. So whatever, like... It doesn't go well for him. This girl's place burns down. The guy summons himself back to hell. He's like, oh, I'll get you, witch hunter. You're going down.
Dude, it's the first.
I was a flightless bird. And he's just going into the sand. The boy with the coin. Have I found you? He's just like going into the floorboards on fire.
Dude. This is the first of two times in this movie we see Vin Diesel with his arms stuck in a floor. And they both happen within like 10 minutes of each other.
Yep.
So she gets all pissed off and she's like, fuck you, witch hunter. You burned my bar down. You're the monster that everyone says you are. I'm going to go home and whatever. And we cut to Rose Leslie's apartment. And what's awesome is she's got this like, I'm a witch, so I'm growing all these plants for magic purposes. Yeah. I was like, there's a grow house somewhere in here.
Oh,
just
absolutely.
FYI. Mm-hmm. So she's like kind of walking around and she gets like spooked at one point, you know, so she's got to like turn all the lights on and whatnot. And she starts like pulling a Nightmare on Elm Street. She's like drinking coffee at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Just, like, I guess she's scared to go to sleep for whatever reason. But
well,
then
also it's like witches, right? They're like night people.
Yeah, yeah, I guess that's true.
Probably, right?
Not as much as vampires, though.
Right, yeah. That's like a must.
That witch bar...
That is a must.
That witch bar closes before the blade bar does,
yeah,
I feel.
Definitely.
That that's blood rave goes way later.
That's the after party.
So then, like, in comes fucking Hagrid again, and he's, like, trying to kill her immediately after that last scene. So it's like, all right, terrible pacing and editing. Thank you so much.
Yep.
And like her grow hatch or her grow house just like gets burned down.
Then she winds up in Vin Diesel's place. Like, I could protect you, me and my squad, Elijah Wood, hashtag squad goals.
And there's Elijah Wood just on an iMac, like, I'm doing research in a movie. And you're like, oh yeah, you're here still. Okay. Are you bombing the universe over there, Elijah Wood, or what? Whatever, dude. He's got that fucking Frodo Baggins money. He doesn't
Forget
have to
about
give
it.
A shit about anything.
Nope. And then Wilford, you know, that's like 91 seasons at this point, right?
Is that still going? I haven't seen a second of that show.
I know it went at least like 4 or 5 seasons.
Is it funny?
Wow. I watched the first season or two. It's all right.
You know, he's in... I liked that movie he was in, that silly thriller Grand Piano.
He's a likable presence for the most
Maniac.
Part.
Yeah.
Maniac remake. Awesome movie. You know what's trash, though? And I don't even remember what it's called, but it's a total gimmick movie where it's Elijah Wood is like... It all takes place on a computer desktop, kind of like Unfriended.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's called like... It's not this, but it's like app window or some horseshit or like browser setup or something. And it's like this dude's messing with him through a computer and it's all like surveillance and shit. It's supposed to be kind of a horror thriller.
Yikes.
It's just dog shit, though.
Wow, that sounds awful.
Yeah, it's total trash.
So they make up a pact. They're like, all right, let's work together. I'll protect you. You can. He's like, I still need this memory spell. Where are we going to get it? So then they go to her friend's house who got killed by Iron and Wine. And you know, she gets a phone call and it's him. And he literally does that.
This dude has a fun time laughing into this phone.
And then he goes, please remember me fondly. Beep.
So they have to then, there, another ridiculous sequence in this movie is they go to like a fashion show.
He's like, all right, I know one more place we could get this lost memory spell. I know the last two times have not ended well.
I know this movie keeps almost getting going and then we get thwarted by Iron and Hagrid. So this time I promise you he won't show up. It's the deep, dark, seedy world of runway fashion.
You're like, what? Yeah, what is this movie becoming?
It's Fashion Week. It's the darkest spell ever cast.
Man, I'll tell you what. Living in New York City, if you're not a person who works or goes or cares about Fashion Week, boy, oh boy, do you not care about Fashion Week. Without question.
Anna Winter. She's a witch. Gotta go show her my balls. All of them.
It's like secret monster fashion because like every time like you go past a woman, like if you look at her in the mirror, she's like an old hag.
Yeah. Whoa, that wasn't as sexy as I expected.
It was all right though. I'll give her like a six. I wouldn't buy that dress coat though.
I got enough to go around.
So he goes to like
Camilla, is your mom seriously getting three more bottles of wine? I mean, this thing's getting really out of hand.
I mean, I know I got it. I you know I got it, Camilla, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about your mother's taking serious advantage of me.
So this woman is like
another nothing actress. You'd think that you'd get somebody for this scene.
Not a C-grade Giselle Bundchen stand-in.
At least, Constantine had the balls to cast, what's-his-face, Gavin Rosdale.
Oh, right. Wow, dude, that's a reminder.
He is chewing on some scenery in that movie.
Sure.
And this is Constantine?
Yeah.
I have not seen it. Now I really want to.
It's on instant, man.
Constantine, man, I saw that shit in the theaters.
I've seen it too many times.
You've seen that movie more than once?
Like three or four, probably.
Four times you watched Constantine. Now, hang on, I'm sorry. From start to finish, four times, opening credits to closing credits, you watched Constantine.
I feel like I saw it at least twice on HBO.
Were you kidnapped at all?
Were you ever in prison in Guantanamo Bay? Was someone trying to get information out of you?
No, it was me and Bo Bergdahl. They kept showing us fucking Constantine. And then now we're both traitors because we've seen Constantine four times.
Showing you Constantine in between bouts of beating the shit out of
you.
Yes. Oh, man.
But it's this woman and she's like, oh, I'll give you a memory spell.
She's like smoking hookah, too.
And it goes in there, and again, we go back to this memory where, again, he's bouncing the kid on the knee. He goes to the tree.
Oh, boy.
Ygritte shows up, and she's like, no, you've got to wake up. It's a trap for you, Vin Diesel.
So what it turned out to be was like a forever sleep spell or something, and sure, he'd be stuck in there forever.
Uh-huh.
So Ygritte's in there in, like, present-day dress, and she's just like,
I don't know what the coat situation is. We'll see.
I think Ygritte's just got, like, a sharp hoodie on at this point.
Yeah.
And she's just like, at one point, she's trying to get him to wake up. She kicks him in the stomach, which is hilarious. Yeah, but he kind of then goes flying like it was choreographed by Yen Woping. And you're just like, what the fuck's going on? Like, flying after you got kicked is not in this movie at all. So he wakes
Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks and you got kicked.
so then, yeah, he... He wakes up and, like, gets pissed off or whatever, and he's just, like, beating the shit out of everybody in this room.
One thing I don't want to lose is in this scene, she's, like, talking about how cool it must be to be immortal. And she's like, oh, you must have known Stalin and Hitler and Napoleon.
He's
this is, like, confirmed. Like, you were personal friends with, oh, to have known Hitler.
She doesn't say you must have. She knows that Vin Diesel flaunted around with Napoleon, Joseph Stalin, and Adolf Hitler. And what's awesome is this actress's delivery. She's like, oh, yeah, the days when you were rolling around with Napoleon, Stalin, and Hitler. And you're just like, oh, you hit that hard H, and you waited in between Stalin and Hitler.
Yeah, so I was friends with Hitler. What's the big idea? What's the problem?
But is the idea there that he was socializing with these people because they were witches?
Or maybe they had a witch. Oh, Hitler got a witch problem. I got to take care of it. Can't believe I'm assigned to help Hitler. Stupid Dolan said yes.
Whoa, actually, I think the Catholic Church did say yes.
Hitler might have been his Dolan for a little while.
Oh my God.
He was the 31st Dolan.
Why couldn't I get that movie?
yes, I am your Dolan.
I'll write your stories, Vin Diesel. You've got to get out of the game, man.
So tell me, Witch Hunter, how did you kill the witch this time? I want all the gory details.
and what religion did she identify with?
Oh, mercy.
It's dark magic.
That was some dark magic, dude. But yeah, it's just like, you can't throw around that the protagonist of this movie was running around with history's greatest monsters. Was he palling around with Saddam Hussein?
Yeah, maybe he was a witch, too.
Oh, I could see that.
I need to see. You got show me something.
Now, how about a flashback? Maybe you need that memory.
Charles Foster Kane, if you remember him, he had newsreel footage of him with Hitler at the start of Citizen Kane. How about class up this movie? Give me some newsreel footage of, you know, it was in the background over there by Hitler.
Oh, man. That would be great if it was like a Jack Nicholson in the end of The Shining photo. And it's just, it's like Vin Diesel at a Nazi rally. And he's just in the background while Hitler's giving a speech in the foreground.
Yeah. And then, you know, he could slap the picture and be like, good photo. Lenny, great photographer.
She's class A broad, man.
Yeah. She's good chick. Not a witch, if you're wondering.
That is Lenny Riefenstahl.
So he beats her up. He beats the shit out of everybody. Sure, congratulations.
He throws for Hitler.
Exactly. No, he's buddies with him.
One of my favorite moves that he does in this whole movie is he takes a gun and throws it at a woman who's holding a gun on him and knocks that gun out of her hand with the gun that he threw. It's awesomely silly. And he goes, after she drops it, she's like, hey, ow! And he goes, get out.
And then the other thing that we find out is that burial dirt has been used.
Oh, shit.
Again, dark magic, it's death, blah, blah, blah. But they talk about burial dirt like it's hard to get. I can get you burial dirt if you want it right now.
Listen, let's put pause on the recording. I'll go get you burial dirt.
Yeah.
I know.
Be back in 10 minutes.
There's a cemetery out there, and that town doesn't exist anymore, so that shit's free.
What, out where you are these days?
It's in Rockland County. If you're in the know, you'll find it. Yeah.
You could, I mean, they're like, but she's like, oh, I was only working. I think the Iron and Wine's actual name is Belial. She's like, I was only working with Belial because he got me some sweet burial dirt, man.
Oh, yeah, Belial had the hookup.
At this point, Vin Diesel's like, how did you enter my dream? I think you're a dreamwalker.
And
she's
and I'm
like, wait,
there,
what?
I'm sitting there like, dreamwalker, check.
Oh, what the fuck, man? We start talking about daywalkers next. Is Blade going to show up? Who cares? What is this? What is this stuff?
I don't know. But what I do know is they totally screw this woman over, though, because she's got some, like compressed something or other that's in a cube that she's, like, eating, or maybe it's what she's been smoking. That, like, I guess is what keeps her young and pretty. And Ygritte, like, steps on it and smashes this shit, and this woman's face falls off. And they do the dumbest gag in this movie where, like, they show her face and it's all fucked up and it's fallen off and whatnot. It's like total like Dead Alive kind of thing. And then like the music is swelling up and you're like, oh man, this chick's gonna lose it. And then she just goes, like the music cuts and she's like, bitch. And you're like, oh, next scene, Witch Hunter movie. Thank you.
And then we go through the whole, like, you're a dream walker, so you don't,
now we can really go into my... I know I told you, movie, that two times we were going to go into my memory. Or three times now we're going to try and go into my memory. And it hasn't worked. Actually, all I needed was this lovely lady right here.
Why didn't she just say that in the first place?
Doesn't even, I don't know, man.
Just like, look, it appears as if we're having quite the struggle finding the components you need to eat another poison cherry I make you. I can just step into your head like Jean Grey and we can figure this out.
And what they find out is apparently his buddy, one of his buddies in his raiding party off that sweet sesh they had.
Oh, yeah.
The third to last witch hunters.
Right, yes. That they took out all the orcs.
Yeah, they did when they got all those orcs out and got their party up. And XP was through the fucking roof.
Oh, man, those XP points. Woo!
He was the first Dolan.
Right.
And
oh, that was a detail I missed.
They come back to Vin Diesel's death. He's dead. He's like a charred corpse on the floor with a sword through him, and he pulls it out. He's like, oh, it's the witch's heart. And first, this is when Vin Diesel comes back to life and like...
Oh, right. It's just like a charred body.
Yeah, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, he's a skeleton going...
And this dude like stabs it, and he's like... Oh! And he does like the pull it out, and he stops, like put it back in. Oh! Oh! Oh!
So he kind of just does the old switcheroo with the witch's heart there.
Right, because his immortality is tied with the witch's heart surviving.
Right, yeah, as long as this heart keeps beating, Vin Diesel's immortal. Right, so this dude is like...
Dirty old Dolan.
Yeah, he's like, speaking of no one's looking, it's like puts this heart in his coat pocket.
And he's just like, no, she's dead. she's dead.
Let's get out of here. She's clearly dead. And then like we'd pop back out of the memory and Vin Diesel's like... You kept it? This is another A-plus Vin Diesel delivery.
He starts throwing Elijah Wood around a little bit.
My favorite part
of the
movie.
Elijah Wood totally knows about it. That means fucking Vin Diesel was dumb enough to be conned by 37 mortals.
For 8 centuries, this man was duped.
Man, what a buffoon.
You can say what you want about Hitler, but Hitler never lied to me, man. Hitler was a straight shooter from the get-go. He never hid those beliefs.
So they basically find out that the whole thing is Michael Caine, you know, they put the spell on him and almost murdered him because they know that he knows where the heart is. They want to try to get the heart back to resurrect the witch queen.
He was trying to destroy it himself, I think, on his last day on the job.
Oh, is that the deal? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I see.
Michael Caine was trying to stop the witch's heart from beating.
All off-screen, like most Michael Caine actions in this movie.
Potentially the most interesting scene of the movie.
Yeah,
of
sure.
Him attempting to destroy this evil, putrid witch's heart and then being stopped by Iron and Wine.
And that's what's annoying, though, because this movie, like the screenplay is keeping this information from the audience,
yes.
But like... The movie would be more interesting, I think, if we had that info and we're watching Vin Diesel like put the puzzle together himself kind of a thing.
People just think anything that's a mystery is a good idea. That's usually not the case.
Yeah, totally. And that's exactly what this is. Like if we had that scene where he's like, all right, time to destroy this art. And then like Iron and Wine comes in. We don't even see the scene where Iron and Wine attacks him or anything.
No.
Like, yeah. I want that. I want Michael Caine squaring off, throwing some magic at this dude.
You know why? Because that would get Michael Caine off the chair, which...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Not in the cut.
That's not happening. Although, so this is where...
Paragraph 6, article number 39. I shall stand no more than 3 times in this film.
Do you see that chair there, sir? I don't care who your dad was. I'm not getting up from that chair for the rest of this movie, so you figure it out on your own.
Also, is his voice modified or what? No, he actually talks like that? Like, all the time?
What, does he have 8 testicles? Oh.
No, I will not play D&D with you, goddammit. I don't know what you did with Judi Dench. I don't give a shit.
This is around the time of the movie where he visits Michael Caine, who's laying in state, like, kind of recovering from this. Because Hagrid gets killed around now.
Well, they bring back the queen, right? So...
Right.
She comes back. By the way, she's played by nobody.
It's a computer.
It's just like a dirty old witch.
Yeah, she looks like she's from the Evil Dead remake. And it's like, oh, great.
But so, like, Vin Diesel goes into Michael Caine's, like...
By the way, Iron Owen gets killed by a dagger through the throat. Like, he's in the middle of, like, doing all this shit, and then Vin Diesel's just, like, chucked that out of his throat.
Oh, did that happen?
Yeah.
He gets a sword right through the throat. It's amazing.
Very good. Sounds like someone's rolling a 10.
So now that dude is dead, the curse is broken, so Michael Caine starts healing.
Yeah.
But what's awesome is, like, we visit him, and he's laying in state, and Vin Diesel comes in, and he's, like, in a coma, so he's not talking to him. And it's just Michael Caine rotting. Mm-hmm. He's literally rotting on a bed, like, falling to pieces, rotting. And, like, Vin Diesel, who calls him kid through this whole movie, and isn't that just the best?
Hey, kid. He's a kid, I'm going to take care of you. You'll get back from this. Don't worry about it.
I was there at your christening all those years ago.
Yeah, I picked up the tab thanks to your mother, too. That was fantastic.
Good night, you Prince of New England. And other lines, assorted lines from the Cider House Rules.
You ever watch the Cider House Rules, man? I cry every time.
So it's you know, here's this witch prison. You know, he sort of takes Ygritte through, like, these are, like, the history of witches. And there's all these, like, cave drawings and whatnot.
The stupidest part of this whole thing is he wakes up Michael Caine. He's like, okay, kid. This is the deal. You lied to me. He's like, yeah, but I'm one of the good guys. Like, yeah, whatever. And then he's like, oh, my God. Do you realize what they did with the witch prison? They were making the perfect coven the whole time.
Yep. So it's like all these witches that he locked up over 800 years are, like, ready to blow once the queen's, like, resurrected.
See, that's the thing is with prison, you put someone in there and they'll become a criminal. They'll learn from other criminals.
Oh, I see.
Right?
Yeah.
Sort of like you put a witch into witch jail. Mm. Oh, my goodness.
So you might as well just kill all of them, right? Like, right away?
Yes.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Yes.
There's a great line somewhere around here where, like, Elijah Wood, who... It's a scene where Vin Diesel is walking very fast. And when I was watching the movie, I was like, he's going to walk right past him. Like, he's barely in this movie. He's going to walk right past Elijah Wood and talk to somebody else. Like, talk to a new character. But he stops, and he's like, here's what we got to do. We got to go into this cave, and it's witch prison, and the three of us are going to do it. We got to do it for the other Dolan. And he's like, oh, but how are we going to do that? And he has the line, well, every chain's got a weak link. And I'm like, oh, man, another home run for Vin Diesel.
A very important thing. The last witch hunter has been rendered mortal, by the way, because the witch queen comes up and she's like, oh, I didn't curse you with immortality. You've just been saving it for me. And she, like, rips it out of him. And never in this movie is it described why it took 800 years for this to occur. Like, why not?
No.
Why not, like, five? You know what I mean? Like, maybe it took a good decade?
Maybe it took this long because you finally got a Dolan who is willing to turn. Because here we are, third act of this movie, Elijah Wood fulfilling the role of useless third act turncoat.
Yes.
And he's like, my parents weren't killed by witches. They were witches, and you killed them, and now I'm going to get revenge. And you're just like... Dude, this is an hour and 40 minutes too late for this shit.
Yep.
I am sorry. What? He's the villain of this movie now, kind of? I don't think so.
Nobody could care.
Maybe that's an acceptable plot turn in a D&D game. But in movie making, that's really dumb and cheap.
Go ask your dad about how to make a movie, kid. Then come back to me.
So there's just, like, a lot of fighting at this point. You
know? He fights that big skeleton monster thing Vin Diesel does.
Oh, that's some hilarious CGI.
That takes forever. It does nothing.
We're like racking up the runtime in this final fight scene.
New York gets besieged by bees at this point.
Oh, because the queen witch also loves queen bees.
Is that what was happening with that like black smoke or whatever?
Yeah, no, that's bees? All. Those are all those or wasps or whatever they are.
Oh, wow.
And Michael, it's a great shot of Michael Caine gently sitting up in bed and, like, looking out the
window.
He's
clearly in his hotel room, in case you're wondering.
Oh, yeah. You can just come up here and set the camera up. I'll look out the fucking window.
That's what you get. You get me through two panes of glass.
It looked like a really lazy, like... They unlock the containment unit at Ghostbusters.
It does.
That's what it is, though, because, like, the roof blows off this church and all these bees are going everywhere.
You're telling me I'm the gatekeeper. And this guy with eight balls is the keymaster.
Cats and dogs living together. It's mass hysteria.
I don't. This is one of those.
Just now imagining a taxi. Somebody, some snooty couple gets in, it's like, get me to 8th and Madison quickly, and then a bunch of bees turn around. It's like, oh no.
So, and then Larry King talking about it on the radio.
The last witch hunter cut a rug on the dance floor with a bunch of models all night.
Whatever, man.
The mayor of New York, get me the last witch hunter.
All right. Oh, that's who's going to get Dennis Farina. David Margulies will not be in the Oscar
the
montage.
The Titanic just arrived.
Better late than never.
It's a bunch of bees pulling into New York Harbor.
I spent last night staying up till 4 o'clock in the morning talking to Fiorella LaGuardia with a bee beard, and he's been dead for 40 years.
Tell him about the honey.
It's true. This man has no bees.
Just the fucking bees, man. Because I think the idea is, whether wasps or whatever, they do carry. They all carry the black plague. So the idea is they're going to go out
right
and spread it. Just you know, to keep us level here.
Got to spread it, man. All right.
The bees hate when I do that.
It's the last witch hunter.
Raise a cult and bee emporium. It's a river of bees.
A lady's snooty jacket that's made of dead bees comes to life and starts chasing down the avenue.
Bee busters, man.
Are you the keymaster? I'm the beekeeper.
Man, they were asking for trouble when that guy shut down the hive.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Lord.
You know, a bunch of bees would encircle that Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, it's like a picnic gone wrong. Yeah.
So whatever, he's fighting this
witch.
He's fighting her.
He's mortal, so like he gets cut. Oh, Elijah Wood shoots him like 4 times.
Oh, right.
And then he's got Ygritte, and he's like, I'm evil this whole time. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck, man. Just get out of my movie.
Do you think on set he was like, hey, can I be evil? Like, they're filming this last scene, and he's supposed to just get murdered anyway. And he's like, hey, can I be a bad guy?
Sure, take one just for fun.
Like, oh, I guess we'll use that. That's cool.
Well, because then the queen witch is just like, oh, hey, man. You're the son of 2 witches, but you don't know shit about magic, so you're just murdered, and that's the end of Elijah Wood.
It's the classic Aladdin bullshit thing where it's like, give me my eternal reward, my queen. I want to get exactly what I deserve. And everyone in the audience is like, no, don't do it.
Yeah.
And then she's like, interesting turn of phrase you used there. I will give you exactly what you deserve.
She also points out, like, because he doesn't have magic, he's useless.
Yeah.
Well, he's the son of 2 witches, like I said. He doesn't know magic.
But he didn't mention when he was saying, I've been evil the whole time. He mentions how he was born without magic.
He does. He's like,
yeah. It was a big laugh.
Well, he's like, oh, please give me magic, my queen. And it's like, never in the movie do we understand how witches are born or what the fuck that even is.
They're like a separate species.
Well, it's much like the world of Harry Potter.
Right.
You know, there's witches and wizards, and then there's muggles.
And he was
born a muggle.
And a muggle is someone who doesn't use magic?
Yes. It's a human being who can't do magic.
That's what we like. That's our values in this country. I don't need these other guys coming into this country.
What, witches?
Yeah, I don't know what they're up to.
That's true.
We don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on.
There's 11 million undocumented witches in this country.
I think we should deport them.
We should build a wall. Yeah. A witch wall.
Made of bees.
Man, you ought to keep someone out of somewhere. You're not climbing a bee wall.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get the witches to pay for it.
At real Donald Trump.
Just to pay for it.
The witches will pay for that B-wall.
Man, what a stupid fuck that guy is.
I think he's got some ideas. About what? I have no idea.
So Elijah Wood dies by bees, actually. She stings him with a bunch of bees.
Yeah, he looks like Norman Reedus and dies.
And then she goes... and like, you know, she makes Ygritte into this chanting whatever, and then the spell starts happening again or whatever. Vin Diesel's like in heaven or whatever, again, his wife and baby daughter. He starts hearing it from the crowd and comes, like, he was shot like 3 times in the chest by Elijah Wood.
Yeah.
And he's mortal. And then like his wife and kid are like, oh, Father, we love you, but you've got so much more to do.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man.
He gets up. Oh, my God! The witch queen doesn't understand. Vin Diesel just came back. Vin Diesel's back alive. She won't turn around. Oh, stun her. Stun her. Man, if he stunned her to hell.
Oh, God. How... That is what we need in this world. We need a movie where Stone Cold Steve Austin is a Constantine-esque dude who stuns people back to hell. Fucking, he dumps beer on a demon's head and stuns it back to hell.
You're right. The bowels of Netflix Instant needs that movie.
I would like just a regular old, like an hour and a half, like an indie movie. You get like what's that guy from the league there? Mark Duplass.
Yeah.
And you get, January Jones. And they're a married couple.
Solid casting.
Mm-hmm. You know, things are going wrong and blah, blah, blah. And they're in the middle of this huge fight at the end. It's the last scene of the movie. And you've watched an hour and 30 minutes. There's been like a musical montage, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Her father dies in the middle of it. It's really sad.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of this fight, Stone Cold comes in and just stuns them both. End credits. And you're like, what?
That, I like that.
Deus Ex Stone Cold?
Dude, it turns into a thing where we go total meta.
Yeah.
And it's Stone Cold Steve Austin has been watching this movie in the theater, and he's sick and tired of it.
Yeah.
And he stuns them both, and he's like, roll the damn credits!
He sprays everyone with beer.
And that's it! That's it!
The credits roll, and you see Stone Cold step out of the screen back into the movie theater.
Think about it.
And like the
just
thing
saying,
would be,
think about it.
It would be on Netflix Instant. And like the thing, the agreement we all as a country would have is no one's allowed to talk about Stone Cold as the ending. You know what
oh,
I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like, we would decide as a society not to spoil this movie.
It's just
that
like,
is like, it's like the Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Like everyone back the fuck up.
Did you watch that Mark Duplass movie?
I haven't seen it yet. Okay. Shut the fuck up.
Right, call me when you've seen it. I want to see what you think.
The second that movie's over with, you better text both of us.
I don't even know. So basically, he comes up out of hell, and he's got a fire sword, which I always appreciate.
Oh, we forgot about the fire sword. Yeah, he lights this thing on fire like a bad medieval time show.
Because that's the way you kill a witch. It's iron and fire. And he's like, by iron, by fire, here it comes.
On Donner, on Blitzen, boom.
And he just chucks it into her.
Yeah. He throws this thing like a javelin. It's awesome. And this computer witch gets killed because we can't hire a human being to play a role in a movie.
I don't know.
It was ILM's janitor in a mocap suit. Put this on, Freddy. You want to be in a movie? You're the witch queen.
Freddy's all right. I played D&D with him a little bit.
The weird thing is, like, at the end of this movie, he's like, it's time for me to put this dagger through this witch's heart, finally, now that she's dead, and then I'll die too. And Ygritte's like, oh, you can't do that. When I went under into the underworld, I saw so many other dark and evil things that they're all waiting for you to die, and then they're going to attack Earth. No, seriously, I really did.
When I was down in hell, some letters came rushing up at me that just said, save it for the sequel. You can't go. We need the sequel.
And I'm in love with you, Witch Hunter.
Yeah, man.
Yikes.
That is just so loosely constructed in this movie.
It's so bad. Also, yeah, she's 70 years younger than me. As actors.
Yeah, as actors. 700 change for characters.
Exactly.
So basically, he's like, you're right. I will remain immortal and have my awesome apartment.
This has been a pretty good movie, I guess. What do you think, audience?
Just whatever. The last thing is him and Michael Caine on a bench. Michael Caine's like, I'll do this scene. What do you got for me to sit on?
So what? So what
are we talking about? Are we talking Adirondack chairs? Are we talking a nice recliner I could do?
So now he's been brought back from the dead.
Yes.
And now
he was never dead.
So he was just spell dead.
Yeah,
Michael Caine just he got cursed for a hot sec,
and now he's just fine. He's back to being the Dolan we all love.
Yeah, he got a one up, dude.
All right,
he's at four full hearts now.
Just trying to figure it out.
But now, unlike before, like he's not working for the Arrows and Cross or whatever the hell it's called. He's like his own agency, and it's a team. He's got a downright team of Michael Caine as Dolan, and Ygritte's part of the team. She's a witch who hunts witches. Figure that out. And they all drive off in a fast car, and that's the end of the movie.
The First Order of the Witches Detective Agency.
The number one witches detective agency coming to HBO.
God, this is stupid.
My God, Stone Cold just stunned Mark Duplass and January Jones. I thought this was an independent drama. My God, they're never going to have that kid now. Oh, my God. My God, Stone Cold is dragging the credits out through the ground. Why'd they pay for all that Iron and Wine music? It doesn't make any sense. This movie's a travesty. They shut the damn thing off.
Film is dead. It is dead.
Stone Cold just destroyed the narrative structure of all film. God.
Call Mama Cinema. She's going to be crying tonight.
Stone Cold just won the Buried Alive match. He put cinema in the ground. By God, the art of film is dead.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
Somebody tell D.W. Griffith in hell, film is dead. Film is dead. Somebody call Sergei Eisenstein because he's going to be crying all night.
Montage of tears.
So that's the last witch hunter, sort of, right?
Yeah, that's the end of the movie.
That's
fucking
it.
Anybody reckon it?
I would. It's. I have this weird thing for all supernaturally action movies. Like I said,
you do.
Like I don't like them. I just enjoy sort of knowing what they are, and it's like a comfortable space for me. I can't even really understand why it is. It's like I've watched I Frankenstein twice. I've seen Constantine a bunch. I'm not crazy about the Underworld movies, but they do it all right, I guess.
I've seen a couple of those, and they're okay.
Fine. Anytime somebody's wearing a jacket and talking about spells and, like, in a modern setting, I don't know. It's cool for me, man.
Yeah.
But this is a bad, stupid movie, just in case anyone was curious.
I'm going to say no.
Fair enough.
And that's it.
I'm wrecking it, man. What? I'm totally wrecking this movie. Because I'm with Steve. I can watch these stupid paranormal action movies. Like, give a vampire a gun, I'm there.
Yes. Right?
Like, listen, on the high side of this, it's like Blade 2 kind of a thing. Like, that's where we're talking. Right. The low end is most of the rest of them.
Including Last Witch Hunter, which is dumb as dirt. It's dumb
for sure.
As burial dirt, this movie.
I would say I'd rather you watch RIPD than this.
Oh, wow. Holy
That's
Toledo.
Right. That's right.
But RIPD is in that same category, though, of
it
like
is.
Paranormal-esque action-y movies.
I never
saw
that one, actually.
It has a sense of humor, at least.
It's Men in Black with ghost hunting.
Okay.
It's trash, and it's probably an episode. But, oh boy, this is some stinker you got here.
That's The Last Witch Hunter, directed by Wunderkind Breck Eisner. If you want to get a hold of us, check out our website, whmpodcast.com, or find us over at sideshownetwork.tv. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We're at WHMPodcast. Right into the mailbag, weallhatemovies@gmail.com. Rate and review the show wherever you can. We'd greatly appreciate it. So next week, we are back to WHM original programming, and it is back to...
Oh, my God.
...a subgenre that we know and love and have done... It's been a while, but we've done some episodes on it.
Yeah.
But we're going back to it. The big wide world, the white guy karate.
Right, and it's almost, I guess, technically white guy kung fu.
Ooh.
It's American Shaolin.
Oh, yeah.
This is, it's from 1991. I think it's also known as...
Of course it is.
Yeah, there's about three titles.
What is that title?
It's available in full on YouTube, is it not?
It might allegedly be, if you're interested, but I think it's like Return... It's also known as like Kickboxers 2... Oh,
American, it's
no, here he is.
Kickboxers 2 and 3.
American Shaolin, also known as King of the Kickboxers 2, which is, all, by the way, none of those are related, apparently.
Oh, that's how these go. Uh-huh.
And supposedly, and this is IMDb talking, I don't know.
Ghostbusters 3?
No Retreat, No Surrender 5.
What? No goddamn way.
And by God, these titles make no sense.
That might just be an urban legend, but it's called American Shaolin. You can find it where films are maybe available.
There you go. White guys doing the martial arts, man. I love it. You know I love it. I'm into it. So until American Shaolin next week, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Eric Siska.
And taking us out one final time, this is Rua with Calm Down. Again, visit ruatheband.bandcamp.com. We'll see you next week. Pass it back and forth from your thoughts to the universe. It's a boomerang. What goes out comes back around. It comes back around. I can't get it, can't get it. Did I ever know when I told you that I couldn't go? I was scared. I was scared to be around. And now you're not around. I can't get it, can't get it. Again, I know, but I just can't come.